Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. No Jeff Pitts today because he's getting married tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of a nice thing. So who does he send? The one and only Katie Colosimo. She's got stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week because she knows what to do. They're all from City View. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Happy to be back.
Yeah, it's been weeks.
It has.
So you've been busy?
Super busy.
All right. All right. Well, you've always got fun things to do, so I'm laying it on you. Go.
Well, it's the Iowa State Fair, if you don't know by now.
Well, State Fair?
Last weekend of that, there's some really fun new food items. I had the cheesy fried enchilada funnel cake.
What?
Tastes just like an enchilada, but on a funnel cake.
A cheesy enchilada funnel? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's an exciting one. And then there's still some music left. Saturday, there's John Mellencamp, and Saturday, there's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock is coming back. That's right. How nice. Mm-hmm. Are you going to any? You know who else is on Sunday? You know who's on Sunday? You've got to go to this. Have you ever heard of Here Come the Mummies?
No, I haven't.
Katie, this is it. You got to go. Here Come the Mummies, I think, are on the Bud stage Sunday. They're one of the closing acts. They are fabulous.
Do they dress like mummies?
They dress like mummies because it's said that each one of these performers are very famous people already under contract on other labels. So they dress like mummies to hide their... But if you like funk... They are the masters of funk.
This sounds like a future City View story.
Yeah, it is. It's fabulous. Yeah, Here Come the Mummies on Sunday at the State Fair, along with your funnel cake.
The funnel cake. And then also this weekend is the Solheim Cup. Have you heard about this?
I was at the Solheim Cup this week earlier.
Oh, yeah. I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, it is amazing. I mean, the grounds are gorgeous, and the buildings are fascinating. I mean, these temporary structures that they put up, it's amazing. Solheim Cup, and you didn't know this because obviously this is Friday, and we just had the marketing director for the LPGA on earlier this afternoon about Solheim Cup and the economic development dollars that are associated with that. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yeah, they're expecting to break attendance records for the Solheim Cup.
Yeah, already more tickets have been sold to the Des Moines Solheim Cup than ever before. And they're talking like maybe 150,000 people.
That
Fabulous.
Sounds right, yeah.
Wow.
That's great. Also this weekend, it's a big weekend in Des Moines, 515 Alive Music Festival.
Oh,
yeah.
Where's that at?
That's at Waterworks. This is the first year it's in Waterworks Park, and now they offer camping, as opposed to previous years, there was no camping.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's DJs and some hip-hop performers. Gucci Mane is kind of one of the big rappers that's going to be there.
Gucci Mane?
Gucci Mane.
Okay.
Fresh out of jail.
What? Say what now?
Fresh out of jail.
Wait, Gucci Mane, fresh out of jail. Is that what his name?
His name is Gucci Mane, and he was just been released from jail.
Oh, nice.
A few months ago, I think.
He's now fully engaged back into the community.
He sure is.
Right.
And then coming up next week, well, it has already started, is Des Moines Restaurant Week.
Yeah, that started today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, it starts on Friday, goes all the way through next week. Fabulous stuff.
Mm-hmm. So all your favorite restaurants.
And something that you didn't know, just before you came in to do this interview, we had the folks on about Restaurant Week talking about it.
You don't even need me here.
Oh, I do need you here because you get to put the nail in the coffin, the final interview of the week, and this is always important. Katie Colosimo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Also, there's Michael Franti on Sunday, more music, if you're familiar with him.
Uh-uh.
In 2008, he had a really big hit with Say Hey, I Love You. It was everywhere, all over the radio, in movies. Very upbeat, reggae-ish, reggae pop fusion. He's got long dreads.
Nice.
Puts on a good show.
And where at?
That's at Simon Estes, Nightfall on the River, Sunday
Ooh,
night.
Ooh, Sunday night. Yeah. Oh, that should be fun.
The prettiest venue in Des Moines, I think. So.
However, Here Come the Mummies are also Sunday.
You gotta choose.
I know. Okay.
It's gonna be hard.
It is.
Then Monday is the solar eclipse. I'm sure you've heard about.
I have. I saw the first one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Must have been a while ago.
It was about 7,500 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. And in Des Moines, we have a partial eclipse. not a full eclipse, but a 94.72% eclipse here.
If I would have gotten that in high school, I would have been proud.
Yeah, that's an A. So that's exciting. There's lots of places to view that. Lots of the local libraries are handing out free glasses so you can view it safely.
And that's Monday night, huh?
Monday afternoon.
Or Monday afternoon, yeah, because it's a solar eclipse.
Right, so it'll begin at 11:42 with maximum eclipse at 1:08 p.m. and then ending at 2:33 p.m.
You know, one of the things I heard, Katie, is that the wildfires out west are somehow obscuring some of the look of this. So you're going to get smoke and stuff in the sky, and then the solar eclipse.
Hopefully
could be
not
could
here.
Be freaky. Yeah,
could be. Then later in the week, August 22nd, there's a foraging for mushrooms kind of class meetup at Jester Park. I know that's something people are really into.
Yeah, but isn't it the wrong time of the year? Don't we mushroom hunt in the spring?
I couldn't tell you because I've never done it. I know it's a popular thing. And then this little seminar will teach you what to look for, where to look, and give you some recipes for when you find those mushrooms.
If they're talking about morel mushrooms, people who hunt morel mushrooms have their favorite morel hunting grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell anybody. I mean, it's like they put this in the will because it's so important.
Hmm.
Have you ever had a morel mushroom?
I haven't, but maybe if you go to this meetup, they'll tell you those special spots.
There you go. Penalty of death, perhaps.
We don't know. Yeah. Oh, this is really exciting. August 24th at the Salisbury House, they're having night at the museum. So they'll have lots of stuff you wouldn't normally see at the Salisbury House. And one of those things are the shrunken heads from the Jivaro tribe in South America.
We got shrunken heads?
Shrunken heads.
In Des Moines?
In Des Moines. What? Real shrunken heads from this tribe.
I could say something about the Iowa legislature right now, but I don't think I'll go there. But yeah, really, no kidding, at the Salisbury House.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when is that again?
That is August 24th.
Nice.
That is Thursday. Lots going on Thursday. I have a few other things.
Yeah.
But that one I think is very exciting.
Anytime you can see shrunken heads.
For sure. So also Thursday, not too far from the Salisbury House, at the Des Moines Social Club, they're having Yappy Hour, which is a happy hour you can bring your dog to.
Mm-hmm. You know, they do that in Windsor Heights. There's a dog park in Windsor Heights, and they have Yappy Hour. The Special Events Committee for the city has this Yappy Hour on a regular basis. I think it's all through the month of September, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah. And so where is this at now?
This is at the Des Moines Social Club, and it's free to attend, and every dollar from the drink purchase goes back to the Animal Rescue League.
Nice. Very nice.
Everybody wins.
Woof.
Also Thursday at the Botanical Garden, they're having social irrigation, which is an event they have every Thursday through September.
I've never heard of this. What is it?
I just found out about it as well. It's a kind of a cocktail hour. You know, they'll have cocktails and you can get food from Trellis Cafe and there's music from 5 to 7. So you can go hang out in the tropical atmosphere and have a drink, listen to music.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's called what?
Social irrigation.
I love it. Social irrigation.
It's a mouthful.
Oh, that's really neat. And that's Thursday as well.
That's Thursday, and Maids is playing, if you're familiar with them. They're a local band.
Yes.
Like electro pop, really fun. One of my favorite Des Moines bands.
Are you going to that? You got to go to that.
I'm hoping to.
Tell Jolene and those people over at City View that you've just got to go check out Botanical Garden.
I think they'll let me.
Thursday night. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. That it? Or
that's,
you got more?
That's all I got. I mean, I can go on and on about the shrunken heads, but I won't.
We do have shrunken heads, ladies and gentlemen, and they do reside at
Salisbury House.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's what happens when you age, you know. You say it 1 minute, and then you can't remember what the heck you talked about before. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got this amazing stuff, all kinds of things to do here in the Metro, starting tonight and rolling all the way through next Thursday.
Busy week.
Are you with us next? You know, because Jeff Pitts, our regular lifestyle reporter, is getting married tomorrow.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you come back next week?
I will be here next week because he'll be on his honeymoon.
I know. He's so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a very nice bridal glow all week at work.
Did he?
Yes.
Ah, it's so sweet. I'm so grateful. What a nice man. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, getting married on Saturday. Here in the Metro, and then, of course, all next week, it's honeymoon. Yeah. Okay. Katie Colosimo, ladies and gentlemen, she is with City View. Thanks for doing this again.
Thanks for having me. Always fun.
Always. All right, we've got to sneak on out of here because this is the final bell for this week with the Business News Hour. We weren't on, as you know, yesterday or on Tuesday because of the Iowa Cubs. And guess what, kids? We're not back on Monday either. The Iowa Cubs are playing a game right during our broadcast period. And so they're on, we're not. But we will rejoin you, God willing, on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. For all of us that put together the Business News Hour each and every day, except when the Iowa Cubs bump us. My name's Michael Libby. I'm here for our producer, of course, Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.